Okay, any question? Where are we?
I'm not sure I know the big picture too well.
We started a short story, which we are in the middle of it, and that's one of the beginning of a strange part of book three. So tonight we will see that story, but for the next time you have to read a lot to figure out what's going on. Because when this story finishes, suddenly, first of all, you don't know where it is finishing. The story. And following the line, you will see that there is no real big story here. There are little stories of the uncle of Mohammed going without protection to war. The people will ask him. He will answer them. There are two paragraphs. Of course, long one, the second one. Then, the technique of this, the explanation of that, Balal will die, then the explanation of it. You remember that word I told you, Bayan. Bayan is a Persian word, it's an Arabic word, which mainly means explaining something. Making something obvious and clear, something like that. And Rumi, when he starts that, means that I was talking about something and it needs deeper explanation. So he will give you one of those. Again and again and again. Story was that, okay, how to listen really? Then any animal will recognize the enemy with the smell. There is different if you know something by examples and imitation, or you know it really. You cannot add the negative and positive and arrive to a simple solution. The problem of diminishing and remaining here of a dervish, then there is a real serious story that will start a couple of pages later. So these pages are all explanation. Explanation of what? Explanation of the story we are reading now, Yes, it's a strange story. Why? Because it explains one of the problem, one of the major problem of the human being when you are expanding your vision. When you want to expand your vision, you mistake it by expansion of knowledge, right? And that doesn't work here. You want to learn everything. Here, we're not talking about everything. We're talking about one thing only. Remember? Of course you want to learn the language of the dog and the chicken and all the different animals. I don't mean outside learning, because you learned it already. All of you, you learned the language of your dog. Of course, you think that the dog is talking English or understanding English. So they are multilingual, right, the dogs. They understand all the languages. I'm talking about the languages of the animals in me. Do you remember? That's the main mission. I have to understand these animals in me, the doggy and the cock, which looks like a bird, looks like real thinking, but it's homemade, it's like that. I want to learn them to deal with them. They are not here to help you. They are your problem. Don't look at them as a real help, right? This is the story. But what was before this story? Who's the story? What was before that? Do you remember? Anyone? There was a very strange story again about the miracle of Muhammad. Do you remember? At the end, you cannot precisely say why Muhammad did it and where was the miracle. Which one was the miracle? Remember? Understanding the thirst of the people? Knowing that a guy is carrying a bag of water, forcing that guy to come and changing that guy forever, changing him from black to white, and sending it back, of course, filling everyone with that little water. Which part was the real miracle? The last part. The people who are not in touch with this prophet, they could be led by the outcome of his miracle. Because prophet is not here for the people of his time. Rumi was not here for 800 years ago. You see that? He was here for now. Right? Who knows when? This is how it is. Because this is the work of Rumi. But it's in we, it's in the culture. It's translated to English. Rumi didn't know English, I'm sure about that. So you see how it is? These are the stories which are following each other strangely, and within it, talked about little stories, short story of the guy who could not come out of the mosque, and the other one with the same reason cannot go in and join him, and talking about the imitation, and talking about the dervish who loved the empty table, let's say, reading table, and so on, you go back and you will see a lot of these complications. And you should think, why? Why it is going like this? So, in your mind, try to follow the stories, find the mid-stories, find the examples and the references. If you want to cheat, in San Francisco they try to do it. Try to do it yourself. Because when you know the system of the book, you understand it really, what is he talking about. Now he's talking about your hopeless effort to know no matter what. And it's clear where this pixel is in the picture. The book is enrichment, right? Means, doesn't mean what you should read, because how do I know what you are going to find? But it's about what you should not pay attention to.
Remember, you just started with fasting, then you say, don't learn big talk, then don't believe in invitation of the peasant, and so on and so on. It's all about that, right? This part is that, listen, digging your animal part is not really helpful. Scientifically, yes, it's okay, and the psychiatrist will do it to you. But you doing it to yourself is silly. Have you seen the people who do this? Or haven't you? Haven't you looked in the mirror? Everybody thinks that I'm expert in analyzing myself. And you know why it's funny? Because the psychiatrist, I said, will check you. He cannot do it to himself or herself. A medical fellow needs another medical fellow to do it. You cannot understand this. Why? Because you are looking at it from inside, not outside. And you're looking at it with a special lenses. Lenses that I love me. That's how it is. So how could I analyze myself? And what's the use? This is this story. That do not try to learn the language of those animals. There is only one language you should remember. You should learn. What is it? The language of the masters. And they have a special language, don't they? First of all, they never say it is like this. They always say, oh, it's going to be like when an apple drops from a tree. You see, there is no precision over there. Why? Because we are explaining billions of people, billions of different people. We need imagination. And that imagination is used very carefully here. Why? Why? Do you remember? I hope I have explained it. Poetry. Poetry is provoker of imagination. But is that all? Poetry has the music in it and somehow will touch your heart without you knowing it even. That's the musicality in the poetry. Poetry could make you feel something. And that's what we mean. That's why, of this, how many times do you believe I have read this book? And could you believe it that at home, sometimes when I want to feel good, really? I open this book. Of course, I know where to look. But what is the part of that I go to most often? You tell me.
Story.
What?
The story either of the parrot or sitting on the wall.
The parrot is not. I told everyone that my favorite is the guy sitting on a wall, the thirsty guy on a wall, because it touches the best part of my feeling, because I'm that fellow.